It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
I'm all right. Yes, I am. On this beautiful morning of 4th of July. Good morning, everyone. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Show. I'm your fill-in host this week. Steve Tillis back for 3 weeks in a row.
Woohoo! It's a streak. It's a trend.
Yeah, it's called a turkey, isn't it?
I think so.
All
but,
right.
But not calling you a turkey.
No.
There's a difference. Big difference.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. So happy 4th of July weekend, everyone.
Woohoo!
All right. It's time for our country's birthday. Once again, since 1776, that's been quite a while ago. And Monday is looking like going to be a good weather day, better than today and tomorrow for sure. So who knows? Maybe you can get out there and play golf on the 4th of July. What the heck? We are sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf and Worldwide Golf Shops, which is a subsidiary of the Edwin Watts Golf. And so I wanted to take some time this morning to let you know that there is a lot of patriotic clothing, bags, travel, and accessories that are red, white, and blue, USA, all kinds of good stuff at the Edwin Watts Golf Shop. You have it. The clothing is unbelievable, and Jackie has a round rack in there that you can really find some deals on as well. But, I mean, USA shirts, USA hats, red, white, and blue golf shoes, if you so choose. You can go in and look at their FootJoy has a nice red, white, and blue golf shoe for juniors. And so you can dress your little tyke up and have them looking all red, white, and blue. I just got a golf bag from Edwin Watts Golf, and my Jimmy Buffett 5 o'clock somewhere bag had seen better days. So my wife Julie, she goes, well, Steve, you wear a lot of red, white, and blue when you play golf. Maybe you ought to get that color golf bag. So I went into my local Edwin Watts Golf shop there on South Beach in the Home Depot shopping plaza with Trader Joe's, and went in and looked at them, and just found this beautiful, beautiful red, white, and blue golf bag. It's from the Patriot collection, and all the money that you pay for the Patriot goes to help our wounded warriors. So you kind of do something very, very good at the same time. And it's kind of red, white, and blue camouflage. It looks really neat. So go in there and you can look at all the golf shops. There's two of them here. There's the what they call the Superstore over on US 1 at the dead end of Chad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall, and they have a huge store over there. And then the greatest little golf shop on the planet is at South Beach there in the Home Depot shopping plaza. Go see Bill, Rob, and the guys there. And that's just a great golf shop. You ought to just go in and look if you've never been in there. It's in the very back of the shopping center in a building by itself next to a tanning salon of all things. So you can go get your golf clubs and go get tanned and then get ready for the 4th of July. There you go. Last week on the ladies, oh gosh, I'm almost enough to make you cry. Lexi Thompson and Inji Chun were playing in the ladies KPMG championship, which is a major on the ladies tour. Lexi Thompson had not won a major, I believe, in 4 or 5 years. And last year she threw away the U.S. Women's Open by, she was up by 6 strokes and choked down the end. And then, unfortunately, last Sunday, she took the lead early in the first round and tracked NG Chun down. She's from South Korea, beautiful lady, one of my favorite players on the LPGA Tour. And she just has the smoothest swing. Every time she hits the ball, it's going down the middle, Chris, I promise. It's just unbelievable.
That impressive, huh?
How well she golfs her ball, as they say. But coming down the stretch, Lexi had a lead, and once again, Lexi bogeyed 2 holes out of the final 3, and NG Chun just kept, steady as she goes, and she won the KPMG. Because Lexi choked another one away. Gosh, darn
so,
it, girl.
So would you say that Lexi lost or Chung won?
I'm saying Lexi lost, unfortunately, because she's done it before and she did it again.
Ouch.
When you have the lead, you got to just, keep pressing. And for some reason, Lexi gets on a green, and I think her arms start shaking and her hands start shaking. And I don't know, maybe she ought to go see Brad Faxon and get a putting lesson or something.
Right.
Or she lives down in Jupiter, Florida. Why don't you get JT to come
over? She ought to call up here and just call Tom.
There you go.
Right?
That would be the excellent thing to do. Or call me.
There you go.
I'm a really good
But don't
putter.
Call Mike.
No,
don't
call
Mike.
Mike. No.
No. Lexi, listen to us.
Because he hits the ball from the wrong side. Lexi will get all confused with that. All right. So, Edwin Watts Golf Shops, thank you for being one of our sponsors. Also, Ping Golf is a sponsor. And Ping Golf is just, man, from the get-go, Ping Golf has been nothing but G-O-L-F. It's fantastic what Ping does. They eat, sleep, and drink golf, and that's all they're thinking of is how can we make better golf equipment. And there's a lot of players that are playing Ping that used to not play Ping. So, it must be really, really good product. So see the guys at Edwin Watts Golf Shop and look at the newest Ping irons and drivers. And actually, Ping makes very, very good putters. So if you should look at in the putter corral for that. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of the LIV, hopefully with my father-in-law, Gary Johnson, up in Savannah, Georgia. And we got Caddy Mike coming in the third segment today. And then in the last segment, we might talk about a hot dog or two. What do you think, Chris?
I'm all about it.
All right. We're here at the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on a beautiful Saturday morning. Please stay tuned here at 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, the fastest 18 holes in golf right here every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Caddy Mike and our old pro Tom Ashton are on assignment this week, so they asked me if I would drop by and keep Chris company for an hour on Saturday morning.
I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're just a peach.
Isn't that the truth? Hey, the LIV thing is having their second tournament this week over in Oregon in Portland at Pumpkin Ridge, which is a very testy golf course. I believe Vijay Singh won a PGA there so many years ago, but for some great insight on this LIV golf, let's welcome in Gary Johnson. Good morning, father-in-law.
Hi, Steve. Well, I'm more interested this week in the John Deere out in Iowa, Illinois area, and so I've been following that very, very closely since I'm from that area. But I haven't seen anything about the LIV. I looked on the on the listings on TV. I don't see it on. I don't even know where you watch it.
You watch it on YouTube of all darn places.
Yes.
Yeah, and your daughter was able to bring it up at the homestead yesterday, and I watched probably an hour and a half of it. That's the most I've ever watched. And but aren't you originally from Iowa, Gary?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And where they're playing this is in Sylvis, Illinois.
Yes, but they're right together there. They call it the Quad Cities.
Quad Cities, yes, sir. And what cities are those, the four?
Well, you got Davenport, Bettendorf, Moline, and one other one. All of a sudden, I can't remember it. But Sylvis is a small little area in that area, in that vicinity there.
Yes, sir.
It's not part, I mean, the town.
But
it's right on the Mississippi there, right when you cross over
from
Illinois to Iowa.
Well, they have a river that runs through this golf course, and I know it goes into the Mississippi River. And
that's the Illinois River.
Illinois River, okay.
It comes down from Chicago.
Ooh.
And that's where it joins into the Mississippi there.
I'll be dang. Yeah. That's a beautiful golf course. Have you ever been on property there, Gary?
No, I haven't. But, I haven't. I've seen it, but I've never really been on it. But anyway, it does look beautiful. It's TPC, isn't it?
Yes, sir. TPC. It sure is.
Yeah. I don't know how it got down in that little area. But
well, somebody that's famous up in that area for golf is a professional golfer by the name of Zach Johnson. And he's a big hometown crowd favorite there. Have you ever met Zach Johnson?
Yes, he's from my hometown in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, he's they've got a street named after him, as a matter of fact. And when he first came on the tour, I saw him play up at Hilton Head and met him there. I went over to the tee because I figured I'd see some other people there from Cedar Rapids or from Iowa, and I met him there, yes. And some of my nieces and nephews know him and went to school.
All right.
At the same place, high school.
So what did you do when you got near him?
Well, I went up and introduced myself and wished him well, and he told me that I shouldn't be in. I walked into the tee area from the back, and I found out I was in a restricted area there. So anyway, he said, you shouldn't be in here. And so I quickly turned around.
It's like it's easier to get forgiveness than permission,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. I was just sort of excited about seeing him.
Oh, yeah.
So I see he's doing, I think he's like -5.
Yes, sir.
But he won it back in 2012, and he's a very important part of that.
Yeah.
John Deere and that whole event down there always big. And there used to be Steve Stricker used to always be in that,
well,
too.
Steve Stricker won that thing 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
And Zach won it twice in a row, and then he was going for a third, but it never occurred, so Steve Stricker has the record for 3 times in a row.
And he's on the senior tour now, isn't he? He's not playing.
Oh, that he does play in some PGA tournaments, but he is on the senior route nowadays as well. So,
and I didn't see his name on the roster.
No, he sure wasn't. No, sir, because I think he just got through with the Men's U.S. Open last week. He was battling Padraig Harrington for senior U.S. Open.
But it used to be on this tournament, they were always waiting. They had jets waiting to go to the British Open a lot of times because the winner people in contention, they had to leave right away.
Yeah. Well, the top three players not already qualified for the Open Championship will get an automatic invitation to the British Open. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
yep.
There's some no names up at the top that probably are hoping that they do really well so they can get over to the British Open.
Well, yeah, that Poston or Poston.
JT Poston, yes, sir.
Yeah, he's got a nice lead.
Wow.
So anyway, I've been concentrating on that. I'll try and, I mean, look at that LIV you told me is on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
But this is the one I'm concentrating on.
I don't blame you a bit. I love the PGA Tour, and I'm a little upset over this LIV stuff. It's just not healthy. I don't know what the heck these people were thinking.
Boy, I don't either. But it's on today, huh?
Yes, sir. Today's the final round. They only play 54 holes, and they all have a shotgun start, and so I'm not sure exactly what time they're teeing off over there today, but it's 3 hours difference, so let's say they tee off at noon, then that's like 3 o'clock our time. So it's, you can actually watch it after the PGA Tour goes off the air, and you can go over to YouTube and get a dose of some more golf.
Well, I'll do it out of curiosity.
Yes, sir.
To see what it's like.
Yeah, that's what most people are doing, just looking at it to see what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
All right.
They didn't hire Jim Nance, did they?
No, sir. They got Jerry Foltz, I think, from the Golf Channel.
Because I didn't hear Jim Nance last week.
No. There was no hello, friends.
No, there wasn't. Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of friends, Papa Gary, it was really great to hear you today, and thank you so much for spending some time with Chris and I on a Saturday morning.
My pleasure. Yeah. See you soon.
Happy 4th of July, sir.
Yeah. Bye now.
All right. That's Gary Johnson. He used to be a marshal up at the Savannah Golf Club when the senior PGA Tour played there. I think he was a captain on the par 3 16th hole, if I'm not mistaken. But so he grew up watching Brian Harman play golf up in Savannah, Georgia. He was played with him, I think, Chris, when he was like 13 years old, and Brian Harman shot like a 67.
Wow.
Gary said, this kid was just kicking my butt here, there, and everywhere.
I'll bet.
It was a pleasure to watch. So we kind of saw him go through the ranks and go to the college in Georgia and then make it to the tour. So that's a pretty good little fling with famous people right there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, all right. So over in, like I said, up in Silvis, Illinois, they are playing the John Deere, and it is sponsored by John Deere. That's up there where their headquarters is, and they have a heck of a tournament going on. Last week, JT Poston opened up with a 62 at the Travelers up there in Cromwell, Connecticut, and then he comes over to Silvis, Illinois. And he goes, well, I had so much fun shooting that low round on the first round. Let me see if I can do it again. And I'll be gosh darn, he shot a 62 on the first round and followed it up yesterday with a 65. This is a par 71 golf course. So they only have three par fives on this hole. They took a par four that they thought was par five for the members, and turned it into a par four, and that's what makes it a par 71. But there's a lot of interesting names up here, Chris. I mean, there's some guys that have been playing some really good golf, but there's not a lot of big names. Have you ever, hey, Chris, you ever heard of Christopher Goddard-up?
No. Not Christopher Columbus, yes.
Yes.
Christopher Plum, yes. Right. But no. Yeah. Goddard-up.
Goddard-up. What a name to have.
Yeah.
That's almost like Shank. There's a Shank on the PGA Tour player.
I knew a guy
named
Shank.
Yeah. And so that's a heck of a day. Yeah,
that's
you
bad
gotta
luck.
You got to get her up. Goddard-up. But there's a lot of no names. I mean, Matthias Schwab, he's over from Sweden or Austria.
Austria. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely, Matthias is definitely one of those Eastern European names for sure.
And then Denny McCarthy, I have on my PGA fantasy team, and he's in second place. So, and I'm in first place on the PGA fantasy team.
Wow, look at you go.
I haven't been in first place in a long time.
I could be a contender.
Yes, I could. And then you have a Chris Nagel. Okay. You might want to research that. And then a guy that did really good at the U.S. Open that nobody had heard of, Callum Tarran. He's from England, but he plays out of TPC here in North Florida. So we're pulling for him. Anybody that, you know, knows him around the TPC area, he's a really nice young man. Maverick McNealy is right up there. He's on my team as well. So I went with a McNealy and a McCarthy. So I was going with the Big Macs.
The Big Macs, I see.
There you go. So it's really interesting. There was some big names that missed the cut. The cut line was -3. Ouch.
That's some serious golf.
I mean to tell you, because -2 just didn't get you anything. Last year's winner, Lucas Glover, missed the cut by 1 stroke. And he bogeyed, I think it was like the 16th or 17th hole, and just as soon as he bogeyed, he knew he wasn't making it for the weekend. How about this name? Austin Smotherman.
Wow.
I mean, that's just some really – I tell you what, these young golfers are just coming out of the woodwork. And then – oh, we'll get this in with Caddy Mike, our international star, since he knows everything about international golf.
He's universal.
Isn't he, though? And so it's going to be a really interesting tournament. I tell you what, it's tough to hang on. He's got a 4-stroke lead, but you have two rounds left to play, so anything can happen. And it's a beautiful, beautiful golf course. So, and it is a TPC track, which is always nice. You know, if you're playing a TPC golf course, you know it's number one.
So I have a question. I know we got to go to break soon, but a question for you as a fantasy golf guru.
Okay.
When you are looking at a tournament like this with a bunch of people that, you know, aren't immediately recognizable, a lot of younger talent, things like that, how do you go about picking the people that you think are going to do well?
That's a great question, Chris. What I do is there's a couple segments. I look, first of all, who's done very well at this tournament over the years?
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
And then I also look at who's been playing really good golf lately.
So who's hot?
To get the hot. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Who's on a roll, that kind of thing. And then my third and final thing that I look at is I try to pick one person that I think nobody else would pick.
A dark horse.
A dark horse,
yeah,
exactly.
I gotcha.
Kind of throw fun in it.
Yeah, so is that just, you know, you just sharpen your pencil, close your eyes, and drop it on a name? Or is that just something, you know, so you don't know what it is until you see it?
Right. And so I just try to go in blind, like you said, a dark horse candidate, and that is usually somebody that's a no-name that's been playing really hot lately.
Gotcha.
So that's where I grab that person from.
I see.
So, it's hot up there. Oh my gosh, they don't get sea breezes in Moline, Iowa.
No,
no sea breezes.
Not sea breeze territory.
No, sir. So it gets hot, hot, hot up there. All right. So they're going to have, two rounds left. So good luck, Denny McCarthy and my other McNeely. Well, I'm rooting on my Max.
The Big Max.
That's right. Come on. So when we come back, we'll hopefully talk to caddy Mike Correo and see what's going up there in Indiana when we come back here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, live on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We are the Sultans of Swing right here, Edwin Watts Golf and Worldwide Golf. Thank you very much for sponsoring this golf show. It's live every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 here. We try our best. I don't think we've hardly ever missed a show live. Maybe one time, but that had probably to do with some kind of germ going around or something.
Probably.
All right. So who's your caddy? Let's invite caddy Mike Correo. He's up in Indiana with his dad's 90th birthday party. Happy birthday, Andy. But how are you doing this morning, caddy Mike?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you, Steve. It's always good to talk to you. I just want to say, first of all, I thought you did a really great job last week with Rob. Did a great job. For Edwin Watts, a real nice job for golfers, I thought, you know, bringing in, because they're custom fit, but also you can custom fit your golf balls, you custom fit your wedges, your transfer from woods to irons. Those are very important thing. And practicing a short game, I thought you did a really great job last week with the show. So thank you very much for that. And also covering this week, Andy, it was a great party. About 35 corrals there. And Hoosiers are Hoosiers. You know, they have fun. They're proud, happy Americans. They love the 4th of July. They love birthday parties and celebrations. And so we all had a great time. Thanks a lot. I did say hello to Andy for you. I know you know Andy well. And so 90, though. It's a little easy. He says it's a breeze to shoot his age now. But anyway, that was fun. Thank you. Tom is up at the lake today with he's got a lake cottage up here, my brother, with his son and grandson. They're having a good time. I was just on the phone with Lexi, by the way. You mentioned that she shouldn't call
Well, me. So much for her career.
So, like, no, it was like Costanza, dude. You know, if what you're doing is wrong, the opposite may
that
be
makes
right.
Sense.
Yes. So we're going to have a session, and I'll do. But Steve is right. It broke my heart because Injie Chung, you know, I think last week, Steve, she after Saturday or after Friday had a 5 or 6 stroke advantage.
Yep.
She shot 275s and won. Lexi, I thought after she made that birdie, I think it was a 15th hole, the players weren't able to hold the green. She was able to hold the green. She made a birdie from the back fringe, 2-stroke lead, piped her drive on 16, a par 5. I said, maybe, finally. But the putting thing is the worst part of it. You know, missing 2-footers, 3-footers, 4-footers, 3 putting from short range. Something happens to her, Steve, when things are on the line. And it's really, I think it's more sad. People feel, because they feel for her so much. Because they desperately want Lexi, American, young, attractive, powerful player, athletic, to win tournaments like the U.S. Open, the KLPGA, and stuff like that, and generate, you know, a lot of fan interest. So we'll see how it goes from here. But, yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, and it's starting to add up.
What do they call it? I'm not sure if it's the scar tissue is the word that people use. But, yeah, because then people say, golfers need a short memory. golfers do not have short memories. Quarterback has a short memory. No, they don't, but they move on. They do what's necessary to go forward, but I just, like you said, I felt for that, and we'll see how it goes in the future. LIV, quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that stands for?
You know I don't. Do you? I would love to know what it stands for.
Here's the thing. I'm a very intelligent person who does dumb things from time to time, Chris, just to qualify.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got that on tape.
Yeah, okay. And I thought I knew everything about golf. I'm pretty close to being the person, the savant almost, because I love it, followed it forever, caddied everything. The golf whisperer, that's it.
There you go.
So I'm with the smartest person in the world, my brother John, valedictorian, Notre Dame honors graduate, you know, State Department, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, LIV, 54.
Oh, Roman numerals.
Roman numerals. It's right in front of your. It's right in front of my face. Roman numerals. 54 holes.
How about that?
Yes.
Is that really why they call it the LIV?
That's right. That's why they call it the LIV. They got the 54 club for the, you know, where people go afterwards and have drinks and stuff. And I said, well, yeah, that's what it is. I said, because I was thinking, you know, something begins with an L, something begins with an I, or live. We live for this.
It's an acronym or something, right?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as it turns out, 54. Okay. Steve, VJ won at Sal Holly in Washington State, not Pumpkin Ridge.
Okay.
The USPGA. Okay. Yes, 54 holes. They've played two rounds. They play a 115 shotgun in Oregon, so it's 415
our time.
Shotgun or on your broadcast here.
Oh.
What you do is you grab, if you have a voice remote, you grab it and you go YouTube Live Golf, and then in X amount of seconds, it does come on. Okay. Oh. So, as you know, they also have 12 four-man teams. It's not, I think it's just something that's just coming in. It's not like we can't compare to, oh, playing for a team, like on a Ryder Cup. No. It's not like that. They just have a individual tournament. Winner takes home $4 million, $20 million purse. The team event every week is a $5 million purse, and the winning team takes home three.
So like last, they split the $3 million between
the
four.
They split the three to $750,000 a piece. A couple weeks ago, Charles Schwartzel won $4 million. His team also won, and I think that's going to be a trend. The person that wins the individual, the way they have the scoring, there's a very good chance that team will win. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So. Today's last group, you talked about the people are playing in JT Poston and the others are playing in at the John Deere.
Yes, sir.
Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and Carlos Ortiz, who I was fairly surprised went to live, Steve.
Yeah.
Young up-and-coming golfer, one of the best players along with Abraham Anser in Mexico. But, you know... People do things for their own reasons. I'm not the kind of person that's going to question why. I understand what you're saying. It's certainly thrown, the proverbial wrench into golf, that's for sure. And
yes.
I don't like negativity surrounding what was the most positive sport there was, right?
Yes, sir.
For most of all our lives. And people didn't talk about money as such. Because I get, and the other sports, I never knew how much money Bob Gibson made or Gale Sayers or Walter Payton and stuff. And it seems like the conversation in the other sports is all about trades and money and 40 million is not enough and 20 is this. And I don't like that. It takes away from what we love about sports growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was playing them and the purity of rooting for people and stuff. So the way they do the broadcast, though, with a shotgun. What they're doing in the final round, they repair by score, of course, but the leaders like Koepka, DJ, and Carlos will tee off one and finish on 18. Okay. What they're also doing is taking another group teeing off one, so that the top six players, they'll play the course in the order it was meant to be played and finish on the holes they were meant to finish on, right?
Right.
It's like, can you imagine the players without finishing on 16, 17, 18?
No, not at all.
Where are you? Well, I'm on four. I mean, you know, it really wouldn't work very well. You're right. Jerry Foltz does the commentary. They have like three people in a booth, 54 cameras, apparently, on the course.
There you go.
And one person follows the lead group. Like yesterday, DJ was playing with Pat Perez, who's one of his teammates, and Carlos in the last group. And they had one gal as like a on-course reporter, right? Like,
okay.
Dottie Pepper,
like
so Dottie, forth,
right.
that was following them, did a nice job with that. What you do see when you're watching it is constant shots. So while they were following this group and you saw most of theirs,
right.
It would go shot, 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 shot. And then they have this thing called don't blink. And so they'll show like five quick shots of other people who you aren't watching, maybe.
Right.
This great shot, that great shot, this great shot, that great shot.
And there's no commercials.
No commercials. The way it's streaming now, and you know, this is just to get it out there.
Right.
You know, nobody has signed up to do Live Golf. And honestly, you know, and you know me, Steve, I'm a golf traditional. I know, going way back, caddying at Chicago Golf Club, you know, one of the original six clubs that formed the USGA, where Harry Vardon won the U.S. Open and all that kind of stuff. I don't think anybody's going to care that so-and-so won the LIV London tournament, you know, in the big picture
mm-hmm.
of golf, right? Or this one, or the next one, or it was the Tour Championship. It's a situation now, the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour responds in kind. They're it's going back and forth. I'll be happy. One of my favorite tournaments, as you know, is the Open at the Old Course, St. Andrews, in a couple weeks, getting up early and watching that. And everybody who's in that is in. Who qualified is in that, similarly to what Mike Wan did for the U.S. Open, which I think was the correct thing to do. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, they're really putting a lot of irons in the fire, that's for sure. The thing I keep looking at, Caddy Mike, is every time I look at it, I realize – I didn't know he left the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I
think that they were very surprised when DJ did it, Koepka. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau is the darling of the golf world. He's changing the world. He's the most popular player. And then he goes, Abraham Anser, Carlos Ortiz. I mean, I guess they felt like people like Sergio Westy,
mm-hmm.
You know, Pulse, guys like that, 40-something-year-old players would kind of do it, get a nice big chunk of change toward the end of their career. But I think they're really surprised. Guys like Taylor Gooch, that surprised me.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what I mean? People like that.
Because he's young.
Matthew Wolff. Again, he was the darling of the PGA Tour, came out, won a tournament, but then he started having some issues, and then he came out confessing to having mental health issues and talking to Bubba, and it helped him and stuff.
Right.
And now, you know, now he's a bum because he went there. That's the part I don't like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the personal attack.
Right.
You know, for individuals, they don't, you know, everybody has their own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You can agree or disagree with the principle, but
right.
So, yeah, those guys surprised me. They really did, Steve.
All right. Well, Caddy Mike, we sure do miss you. We're glad you're having a good time up there. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. Tell all the Correo family up there I said hello, and please come back soon.
I'm due back next Thursday, so I should be in studio next Saturday. Thank you again for doing it. Thanks very much, Chris. Appreciate you. And we'll talk to you soon, my brother.
You got it.
All right. Who's your caddy? Caddy Mike Correo calling from Indiana there. His dad had a 90th birthday. And so, you know, that's an important birthday.
That's a huge milestone right there.
Amen. Do we have another caller real quick?
Or we don't.
He hung up.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't. Caddy Mike, you know, took all the time, and, hey, we love that.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some activities that might go on the 4th of July here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour Live on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. I'm your fill-in host this week, three in a row. It's a three-peat right here, Steve Tillis on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Thank you, Edwin Watts. Thank you, Ping. We really appreciate it. We're the only live golf talk show here on the golf capital of the world, North Florida. They have the Irish Open going on. And Chris, I'll give you three chances where they're playing the Irish Open, and the last two don't count.
Let me see. Well, I was thinking Scotland earlier.
That's next week.
Wales. No.
No.
I'm going to say Ireland.
Good call, alcohol.
Woohoo!
Yes, sir. And so, we have a very nice little story. Shane Lowry, who's Irish, and Seamus Power, I'm sorry. They were playing together, and it didn't look like Lowry was going to make the cut. So what did he do? He birdied the last four holes in a row to get in at three under par and make the cut. That was one happy Irishman on the 18th hole. Four birdies. Bam, bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Monday is 4th of July. Everybody be careful out there. I'm a retired firefighter, and unfortunately I've been to many firework accidents. So let's be careful. Let's keep our kids safe. And I know
sparklers are dangerous.
They are. They're hot.
I hate sparklers.
Yes, they
are. Get in your eye and all that. So there.
I got a safe thing you can do on 4th of July, Chris.
Hit me.
Have a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yes. Nathan's. Love that.
Yes. And Chetwood.
Yeah, oh, Joey Chestnut. Thinking,
Joey Chestnut has won the last 7 years in a row.
Yeah, that's a dynasty.
Gosh, the last 4 years, 74 hot dogs, 71 hot dogs, 75 hot dogs. Last year, 76. Guess what the over-under is this year if you want to do a prop bet, Chris?
I'm going to say 68.
74.5.
Wow.
In 20 minutes, right? That's all they get.
Yeah, and see, it's gross because it's like, you know, their version of a hot dog is way different than my version of a hot dog.
Yes, sir.
Because they're like dunking them in water and just sliding them back. I mean, where's, you know, you need that nice crispy coating on it. You need the chili and the slaw and the, yeah.
Yes, sir. And the women's last year's champion is Mika Sudo.
Of course.
And she ate, I believe it was 64.
Man,
I mean, for a little, and she's little.
There's just a lot of jokes.
And she's
there.
Married or engaged to a hot dog eating champion as well. So
hot dogs.
Hot diggity they dog.
They were brought together by the power of the Frankfurter.
Yes, they were. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us today. And we appreciate you very much here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. I'll see you at the 19th hole.